This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Afghan authorities said Wednesday that a bombing attack that's targeted Afghanistan's acting defense minister killed at least 8 people and wounded 20. The deputy minister was not hurt in the attack claimed by Taliban insurgents. The blast went off late Tuesday in a heavily guarded upscale neighborhood of the capital of Kabul. It was followed by a gun battle that also left 4 militants dead, authorities said. The Interior Ministry spokesperson said the casualty toll could rise, and a Taliban spokesperson in a statement Wednesday claimed responsibility for the attack. Gunfire Tuesday outside the Pentagon, headquarters for the U.S. Department of Defense near Washington, D.C., led to multiple injuries and the massive military headquarters going on lockdown. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The incident happened on a Metro bus platform just steps away from the Pentagon itself. An AP reporter heard multiple gunshots. Another heard an officer yell, "Shooter." Roughly 90 minutes later, the Pentagon's police force tweeted the incident scene was secure and the lockdown was, for the most part, lifted. Neither Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin nor Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley were here at the time. They were at the White House with President Biden. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The British Navy has warned of a potential hijack of a ship off the coast of the United Arab Emirates in the Gulf of Oman without elaborating. The incident Tuesday night comes amid heightened tensions between Iran and the West over its tattered nuclear deal, and as commercial shipping in the region has found itself in the crosshairs over it. This is VOA News. China has sealed off at least one city in an attempt to contain the resurgence of a fast-spreading COVID-19, marking China's worst coronavirus outbreak since the start of the pandemic a year and a half ago. Wednesday, dozens more cases were reported around the country. Now the country is on high alert as a cluster of cases caused by the Delta variant touched at least 17 provinces. After a hotspot grew from one city near a famed scenic area, officials issued an order that no one, whether tourist or resident, could leave. Vietnam will slash the duration of mandatory quarantine for foreign visitors from 2 weeks to just 7 days, its health ministry said Wednesday, as the Southeast Asian country battles its biggest COVID-19 outbreak yet. Foreign visitors who have tested negative for COVID-19 within 72 hours and have also been fully vaccinated would be permitted to quarantine for 7 days, Vietnam's health ministry said in a statement Wednesday. The statement did not say when the new policy would take effect. U.S. President Joe Biden chides Republican governors who are resisting virus mitigation rules. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
At a news conference Tuesday, President Joe Biden was critical of Republican governors who are blocking reimposition of mask mandates to slow the Delta variant of COVID-19.
I say to these governors, please help. If you aren't going to help, at least get out of the way.
In Arkansas, Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson has called the legislature back into session to consider revising a law he signed in April that prohibits mask mandates by schools and other government entities.
I am supportive of a legislative remedy.
But in Arizona, a science teacher filed a lawsuit trying to block the Phoenix Union High School District from imposing a mask mandate. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Extreme temperatures in Greece fueled wildfires on the mainland and on an island near Athens Wednesday, a day after a blaze tore through a forest near the capital, leaving behind scorched earth and scores of gutted homes, businesses, and vehicles. The fire, which started Tuesday in a town on the lower slopes of Mount Parnitha near Athens, had receded by Wednesday morning, the fire brigade said, but high temperatures and changing winds fanned a blaze on Evia Island. All of this comes during Greece's worst heat wave in over 30 years. South Africa's Electoral Commission will apply to the Constitutional Court Wednesday for municipal elections on October to be postponed after an inquiry recommended a delay because of the COVID-19 pandemic. The commission chair told a news conference that all necessary documents had been prepared for the application and a new date would be sought to hold the election before the end of February, tentatively the last Wednesday of the month. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.